Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures finished today mixed. We were 9 cents lower in the December corn to close at 382 even. Beans, on the other hand, higher, 3.5 to 4.5 cents higher, with the November beans up 4.25 at 885.5. And then wheat futures lower in Chicago and Kansas City. December Chicago down 3.25 at 508.25, and December Kansas City down 3.75 at 499.75. Outside factors today, the dollar index down 50, didn't have much of an impact. Cattle futures are higher here. They continue to grind higher after that big steep sell-off. Futures are up $1.70 in October. Feeders at $189.57, roughly $6 above the current front month, or the feeder cattle index, which is all the way down at $183.43. Had a little cash trade on live cattle at $127. That was a welcome sight, as the asking price was $127. So the market came up. That's partly what lifted the futures today. USDA report this morning at 11 a.m. Was considered bullish for the beans and maybe bearish for wheat and corn. We'll touch on that next. Australia and Ukraine both continue to be dry, and that's one positive factor on wheat futures.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
USDA was out at 11 a.m. this morning. Corn production was 13.555 billion bushels. The average estimate was 13.504, so it was bigger than expected. Yield was 168. The average guess was 167.1. Last month there at 167.5, so that was also bigger. And then harvested acres were cut back to 80.7 million acres for corn. The average estimate was 80.826. For soybeans, production 3.888 billion bushels. Lower than the guess of 3.908, so roughly 20 million bushels less than expected. They left the yield, or the yield was the same as expected at 47.2 bushels an acre. And then harvested acre was cut about 500,000 acres to 82.4 million. The average guess was 82.914. And then ending stocks here in the United States, and quite a bit bigger for wheat, 861 million bushels, where the average guess was 819. So 42 million bushels bigger than expected. Last month, they were at 875. So they dropped it from last month, but quite a bit bigger again. So that was bearish wheat. Corn, 1.561 billion bushels, bigger than expected at 1.534. And then beans also bigger at 425 million, where they're expecting 414.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets, at December live cattle down 35 at 137.32, February up 22 at 139.40, November feeder cattle up 77 at 184.87, January up 87 at 179.77, December lean hogs down 2 at 66.12, February down 12 at 68.95. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 3.25 at $5.25, March down 3 at 514 and 3 quarters, December Chicago wheat down 2 and and a quarter at 509 and a quarter. December corn down 8.5 at 382 and three quarters. March down 8.25 at 393 and a half. November soybeans up 4.5 at 885 and three quarters. January up 4.25 at 890 and a half. December cotton down 11 at 61.61. March down 7 at 61.53. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.